Where once upon a time Denver was a place people seemed to move exclusively for the outdoor adventure, today the list of reasons to move to Denver has grown exponentially. Over the past decade, Denver has seen a hike in population like never before. Initially attributed to the legalization of marijuana alongside a booming demand for workers, Denver quickly changed from quiet mountainside oasis to bustling urban sprawl of creativity and commerce before its residents' very eyes. As with all change, this has presented its benefits and pitfalls. The Denver Post reported in March of 2018 that the city had seen nearly 100,000 residents added to its roster in just 7 years. With the influx of outsiders came a growing demand for housing options, improved infrastructure, parks, and subdivisions. Where once Denver was simply Denver, today the city is a virtual patchwork of neighborhoods and suburbs that define themselves as uniquely a part of the larger Denver picture. Downtown Denver has taken on a life of its own, with business booming in the financial sectors. Young professionals from across the country are finding a place to thrive within the context of Denver's growth and opportunity. Similarly, construction is a near constant state of being both within the heart of the city and beyond. Places like the Denver Tech Center and the suburbs of Highlands Ranch have seen incredible numbers of residential homes, apartment buildings, and condos find a place within their boundaries, and more seem to be in the works as we speak. Many longtime Denver residents have found the influx of out-of-towners refreshing, but also challenging where the change concerns housing prices and traffic. In the past 5 years, Denver residents have seen the cost of living skyrocket, creating a stunning gap in home values and pushing many residents to the outskirts in the name of budget-friendly options. Congestion on the roadways has also become a primary concern for those who now call Denver home. While local government officials furiously work on plans to expand interstates and highways in the name of stressless commutes, drivers experience long waits and frequent accidents on the primary lanes leading into central Denver. While there is much to be done in the way of adjustments, Denver is a city open to change, and it hosts a population of eclectic and energetic individuals who are pursuing their passions with determination and carrying the tradition of creativity along with them. Those out-of-state license plates you see as you make your way through Denver are a testament to the power and pull of the city. From artists to engineers, financial experts to those who walk on the greener side of life, Denver is a growing city working on making space for everyone now and well into the future. A few things to know before you go. Every city holds close to its heart those few unique clichés that make it both charming and irresistible. Every traveler wants to know if the rumors are true, and when it comes to this sentiment, Denver is no exception to the rule. Assumption number one. In the wake of the legalization of cannabis in Colorado, many feared the city might transform into a zombie land of leaf-loving enthusiasts. I'm happy to announce that while the cannabis industry and those individuals associated with it are thriving, the city has not lost its sense of self in any sort of all-consuming phenomenon. If you are not used to marijuana being so freely referenced, a trip to Denver can be a bit shocking, but I promise, the surprise quickly passes as you realize that it's a part of life in Denver, but not necessarily a priority. Dispensaries and clinics are built in those same places any other business might be found. Next door to gas stations, across the street from Target, or close by cafes, and it's not uncommon to see a green logo indicating the business intentions of those inside. For those who are traveling through and haven't witnessed this before, you'll find it to be less intense than previously imagined. Once you realize what you're looking at, you'll soon understand that the advertisements for such establishments are often understated and non-threatening to those who don't partake. In fact, much like other pharmacies, those that provide cannabis tend to take on a rather generic appearance once you've seen enough of them. Assumption number two. When it comes to places where pets may possibly outnumber people, Denver reigns supreme. Yes, the rumors on this one are very true. The idea that Denver is made up of dog-first people is one of those clichés that is definitely Denver.